Four nuns who spend their time in Washington, D.C. lobbying in support of social justice funding parked their bus outside Congressman Ryan's Janesville office yesterday and were met by about 200 singing supporters.
We are not, we're not giving up.
Many in the crowd carried signs reading, "We stand with the nuns." Norb Jarzynski, a retired union electrician from Milton, carried a sign that said, "Paul Ryan's budget hurts Wisconsin."
His policy regarding Social Security, I think, is just unbelievable. The concept of giving me a voucher a few years down the road is totally ridiculous.
Congressman Ryan was not there to meet the nuns, but Sister Simone Campbell delivered a copy of the faithful budget to his staff, who she says were friendly and took copious notes. The faithful budget would invest in infrastructure, fully fund social welfare programs, and cut funds to the military. A stark contrast, she says, to Ryan's budget recently passed by the House.
It actually shifts tax cuts to the wealthy and $8 billion more to the military than what the military is asking for. And so from our perspective, that's not a good choice for our nation.
But there was another nun at yesterday's event who had a different view. Sister Rosalia Bauer of Beloit was wearing a pro-life T-shirt and told reporters she likes the Ryan budget.
People have a real sense of dignity when they are given a job and when they have an opportunity to work. And I do believe that that's what Paul Ryan is trying to stimulate our economy by, first of all, making cuts.
Bauer says the government can't just keep printing money and growing the deficit. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.